Late last week, the governor's office issued a new order that prohibited live music of any type in licensed bars or restaurants in counties that are in Phase 2 or 3. Nick Cerulli from the governor's office says the rule targets not just music, but all live entertainment.
And really what we're trying to get at, what the public health and safety experts are really sort of coalescing around is some concern with the rising case counts that we're seeing across the state. And how the act of individuals mingling and lingering in spaces for prolonged periods of time is really contributing to the transmission of COVID-19.
But that order has some loopholes. In Spokane, more than one business continued to provide live music over the past weekend. Some are still promoting upcoming live music events. Many were in outside spaces where, theoretically, the virus wouldn't be as much of a threat. But the order does not differentiate between indoor or outdoor performances. One club owner, who wished to remain anonymous, told SPR that the order does not apply to him because he does not hold a license identifying him as a bar or a restaurant. He did have live music last weekend. The governor's spokesman says it's clear the language of the order will have to be reexamined.
We recognize that there's currently sort of a gray area. And so I think we do hope to provide some additional information or clarification on the live entertainment prohibition.
Cerulli says, as with many COVID-related provisions, those not following the rules won't be penalized, but would be educated about the need to prohibit live music events. But he says it's possible that chronic rule breakers could be referred to the licensing entity for their particular type of business. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.